I'm Annie Winkler, the artist of the piece God's Design for Marriage. The scripture that inspired this painting was what was shared at our wedding 40 years ago. It's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. Many couples choose this passage for their wedding day. It describes how we are to love one another with a selfish, unconditional love. Weddings are the beginning of the journey of learning to love your spouse. As husband and wife, we must strive for the radical biblical love as described in this passage, one that is not a feeling, but an action. It is giving up our own needs for the sake of our spouse. Placing God at the center of a marriage helps us to persevere when life gets tough and enriches us when we rejoice and celebrate the joys of being married. For this painting, I tried a new medium and technique called acrylic impasto. I used acrylic paint mixed with acrylic paste to add the flowing layers to the bride's gown, depth to the groom's coat, and a texture to the background. I pray as I imagine what I'm going to paint and sketch. I also pray while painting. For this particular painting, I reflected and prayed for my marriage, my daughter's marriages, for several family and friends' upcoming marriages, and for marriages in general. The greatest gift we can give our children is a strong, Christ-centered marriage. My prayer, as I painted this bride and groom, was for all couples to strive to live out this scripture, love each other well, and be a testimony of Christ-like love to others.